There were three things that Rabbi Gamliel was machmer like Beis Shammai, even though the Rambam brings that Rabbi Gamliel himself was from the lineage of Beis Hillel, he still was machmer on himself. What were those three cases? If Yontif fell out before Shabbos, so let's say Yontif fell out on a Friday, one is not allowed to do hatmana right before Shabbos, meaning on Yontif, at the end of Yontif, one cannot do hatmana, because that's like preparing for Shabbos. Now, when can one do hatmana according to Beis Shammai? As long as one did a type of hatmana before Yontif. So that would be, let's say, late in the day Thursday, which is like an Erev Tafshilin for hatmana. Just like Beis Shammai held that you need an Erev Tafshilin for, let's say, baked items, so you had to have something already baked before Yontif, and then that would be your Erev Tafshilin, or at least you have to start the process before Yontif. Or let's say you needed a Tafshil, so you cooked some type of stew before Yontif as your Erev Tafshilin. So that would help you for cooked foods. Every type of food that you want to cook on Yontif for Shabbos, you had to have make an Erev Tafshilin with that type of food. And also with Hatmana, insulating, you had to have insulated before Yontif as well. But Beis Hillel disagrees with this, like the Rab brings, that one can bake, cook, insulate, even with only an Erev Tafshilin by itself. Erev Tafshilin is a Lashon of Bishul. So even with just a cooked item, works for everything. The Rab himself says that one needs to have both a baked item, like bread, and a Tafshil. So let's use the common one, which would be a cooked egg. But B'dyavid, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch, they both say that even just with a Tafshil by itself, B'dyavid, it's also okay to bake. Next case, Vein Zoykvin es a menorah b'yantif. One is not allowed to erect a menorah, a lamp, a menorah, on Yontif. We're dealing here with a case where the menorah had different compartments, where you'd put the compartments together and make this menorah. It's like almost like a portable thing. And Beis Shammai was machmer because Beis Shammai held of binyan b'kelim, that one is chayiv because of bona by kelim. Therefore, even though this thing is going to be taken down also, so it's really not binyan, it's similar to binyan. So they're machmer but they're abonin. Beis Hillel holds there's no binyan by kelim. Therefore, according to Beis Hillel, it's even mutter to put this up on Yontif. And l'chor, it's also not a problem of makar b'patish because it's not permanent. Vein ofen pitin gritzen el rikikin. And also, Ram Gamliel was machmer like Beis Shammai, that they did not bake pitin gritzen, which is sounds like very thick loaves of bread, but it really just means, the Mefarshim explain, they didn't use a lot of dough and cook a lot. El rikikin means only a little bit of dough at a time. Because when you cooked a lot, it was a lot of a tircha, it was a lot of work that was being done, and they wanted to diminish a lot of tircha on Yontif. However, Beis Hillel held that although there is a lot of tircha, when you cook a lot of bread together, it's better for all the bread. So it actually enhances the cooking, enhances the bread, the baking. Amrulo, ma nasa leveis avicha, shayu machmirin al atzman, umekilin l'chol Yisrael, lios ofen pitin gritzin v'chori. What are we going to do to your father's house, meaning that they were machmer on themselves, but yet your father's house were mekel for all of Kal Yisrael, that they can bake pitin gritzin v'chori. So pitin gritzin, we just said, that's a lot of dough, a lot of bread. V'chori is, the Rav says, a very large type of dough that was cooked with like a lot of coals or large coals, and it needed a lot of work. But you see that the house of Rabbi Gamliel, they're only machmer on themselves, but all of Klal Yisrael were able to do these things, just like the Shitas of Beis Hillel. And the Rav explains that the halacha is not like Rabbi Gamliel in every way that he was machmer like Beis Shammai here.